You're listening to Apple Watch 101 on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demonstration. I thought I might go through most of the voiceover gestures in order to use your Apple Watch. So let me wake up my Apple Watch by just tapping on the screen with one finger.
9:55 and 54 seconds.
Okay, so of course the first thing we can do is drag our finger around the screen.
68% battery power.
And I'm just dragging my finger around my current clock face that I've got set up. Okay, across to the right.
And red notifications. 16 degrees.
Okay, and I come down.
9:56 and 36 seconds.
And down.
Next event. 9 o'clock Inspire, Create, Share, 2015 Australia.
Okay, so you can just explore your whole screen no matter what you're in by just dragging your finger around. And of course, I can flick left and right with one finger.
Date 30. 9:56 and 56 seconds. 16 degrees. And red notifications. 67% battery power. Dead.
Okay, now just keep in mind that your clock face in this case is going to be different to mine. And so is my main Apple Watch home screen because I've got different apps installed as well. Now, while VoiceOver is talking, you can also do a two-finger touch on the screen, and that will actually silence the speech, of course, temporarily. So if I flick to the right again,
9:57 and 33
I've
seconds.
Got speech back. If I flick to the right again,
8:30.
And flick to the right again,
next event.
And touch the screen to give it more text so I can keep it quiet. That was a two-finger touch to silence speech. And also while you're on the clock face screen, if I do a two-finger flick down,
notification center.
That brings up the notification center. Okay, now while I'm in here, two-finger touch to silence. And now while I'm actually in this screen and in quite a few different application screens, I can also scroll the screen up and down with two fingers now. So if I do a two-finger flick up.
Rows 2 to 3 of 7. Rows 3 to 4 of 7. Rows 4 to 6 of 7.
Okay, and if I do a two-finger flick down.
Rows 3 to 4 of 7. Rows 2 to 3 of 7. Rows 1 to 2 of 7.
Okay, and so on. So I'm going to press the digital crown once.
10 o'clock and 42. 10 o'clock and.
And I'm back to my clock face. And when you're also on the clock screen, if I do a two-finger flick up.
Settings. Connected.
Okay, that takes you into your glances. And if you want to switch between glances, if I do a two-finger flick to the left, it's going to scroll to the right.
Battery. Page 2 of 12. Now playing. Page 3 of 12.
Okay, and then two-finger flick to the right, we'll scroll back to the left.
Battery, page 2 of 12.
Okay, and two-finger swap to the right again.
Settings, page 1 of 12.
Okay, and this goes on back to my first glance. And of course, I can touch the screen.
Connected.
Okay, and of course, flick swipe through left and right.
Swipe up or down to select a custom airplane mode. Switch button, off. Do not disturb. Switch button, off.
Okay, and of course, any of these ones, as the hints infer, I can double tap to activate an item. So I flick back to left.
Airplane mode. Switch button. Off. Connected. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
And when you have an item with a custom action, of course, you can do a one finger flick up or down.
Next glance.
In this case, I've got next glance.
Activate item.
Another example would be, for example, if you're setting an alarm and you need a one finger flick up and down on a set alarm, you would get activate or toggle alarm on and off, etc. So one finger flick up and down will give you your actionable items to activate something, toggle something on or off, etc. Okay, let me press digital crown once to come out of glances.
10:03 and 59 seconds.
Okay, back to the clock face. Now, if you want to turn the volume up and down of VoiceOver on the watch, you do a two-finger double tap and hold, and push your fingers up.
100%.
Turns it up, and if I drag my fingers down and I haven't taken them off the screen, down.
75, 60, 50%.
Okay, it's turning it down, and if I took my fingers off, it would stay at that current volume. So two-finger double tap and hold. Push my fingers up.
90%, 90%, 90%, 90%, 100%.
Now, if you need to perform an action that has a force touch in it, such as creating a new alarm, or on this clock face of your Apple Watch to go in and choose another clock face, just put one finger on the screen and just hold it in.
10:08 and 13, utility, analog
with okay, and you hear the bleep, and that brings up the clock face in this case, and it would also bring up a new alarm if you're in the alarm application. So I'm just going to press my digital crown once to come out of that.
10:08 and 27 seconds.
Okay, and of course, if you're in your main home screen of your Apple Watch, I'm just going to press the little crown from my clock face, go into there. And if I flick left and right, okay, I'm flicking left, flick right.
Music, messages, stopwatch, calculator watch, timer.
Okay, etc. I'm just going flicking left and right. And of course, you can also drag your finger around the screen. And of course, when you want to activate an item, one finger double tap, of course, opens up an application, or in this case, settings.
Settings.
And then, of course, pressing the digital crown to come out of this case settings or out of an application. Clock. And if I press my digital crown again,
clock face.
Come back to the clock face. Now, one really cool thing you can do with VoiceOver for navigating, besides dragging your finger around and flicking left and right and so on, is to actually turn the digital crown on and use that as your navigation for moving around the screen. No matter if you're in the clock face, the home screen of the Apple Watch, or in an application, notifications, glances, etc., you can use the digital crown for navigating. So the way to turn it on for use with VoiceOver, if I do a two-finger triple tap, 1, 2, 3.
Crown navigation on.
I've turned crown navigation on. So if I push my digital crown away from me.
Date, 30, 11:48 and 30 seconds, 48% battery power, dimmed.
Okay, and pull it back towards me.
11:49 and 3 seconds, date, 30, next event. 9 o'clock inspire.
And if I press the digital crown once to go to my Apple Watch home screen,
clock.
I can also scroll through the home screen with the digital crown as well. So push it away from me.
Mail. Activity.
Okay, and pushing it away from me is flicking to the left, if you like.
Double post. Passport. Weather.
Okay, and bring it back towards me, scrolling it back towards me, is doing a one finger flick to the right.
Passport. Double post. Activity, mail, clock, music.
Okay, and so on. And of course, when you get to the one you want, you can just do a one finger double tap across anywhere on the screen, as you can with VoiceOver, and you activate the item. And I press the digital crown once, come out of the application. It's absolutely fantastic. And just remember, if you want to turn the digital crown off again, it's a two finger triple tap. 1, 2, 3.
Crown navigation off.
And you've turned it off, and the crown navigation, scrolling left and right, is back to standard mode. So let me press digital crown again, just to be nice and tidy. And again.
Clock face.
And back to my clock face. Seconds. Now the other item that I didn't mention when I was talking about the one finger flick up and down gesture for actionable items is the fact that that gesture is also used to adjust a slider. Let me just open up Timer with Siri. Open timer. And that was me just holding the digital crown and releasing. Timer. If I flick to the right.
0 hours. Adjustable.
Okay, there's an adjustable slider. I just do one finger flick up.
1 hour. 2 hours.
Okay, one finger flick down.
1 hour. 0 hours.
Okay, and then flick off it.
1 minute. Adjustable.
And flick back.
0 hours. Adjustable.
You can check what the value is in that particular slider. So you've got actionable items for your one finger flick up or down, and you've also got the adjust value, one finger flick up and down as well. And we'll just press the digital crown once to come out of there.
Home. Clock.
Turn off my screen by putting my hand over my watch. Okay, and finally, you can also do a two-finger double tap to answer and hang up an incoming phone call on your Apple Watch. So I'm going to dial my mobile number. Press send. Okay, it's dialing. And I touch the screen to wake it up.
Incoming call.
And two-finger double tap. And now I'm talking on my landline phone to my Apple Watch. And if I want to hang up before I start getting that feedback, two-finger double tap. And I'll hang up the phone call. And just for information, at the moment, a two-finger double tap does not start or stop music playing. The two-finger double tap seems to only work for answering and hanging up a phone call. So that completes this run-through of the VoiceOver gestures to enable to use your Apple Watch effectively. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products, and accessible applications, visit www.applevis.com.